Already, this is the third day, and I hope that you got the special words. There's going to be a special word at the end of this podcast today, and so you better listen up, write it down, bring it Sunday to Assembly City. That's at Greenville First, 1105 Haywood Road in Greenville, South Carolina, and I hope that you will bring it if you're close here. And if you come here, make sure you bring it Sunday for a special gift. And today we have a very, very, very special guest.
Big Cat Freddie Hammer doing some up downs in the mud, rolling around getting dirty. Oh, I'm just loving every minute of it. Getting in shape for Jesus so I can preach the word and drop the hammer at the same time.
Man, you have been rolling around in dirt, Big Cat. You've been rolling around in the mud. Man, Nas, you're dripping in mud.
Oh, yeah. I love the mud. And today's story is about a miracle in the mud, Pastor Kenny.
Wait, that's from the Bible? A miracle in the mud?
Miracle in the mud. And I'm reading from one of my favorite versions, Amplified Version.
Man, have you ever played football in the mud, Big Cat?
All the time. Football is made for the mud, and the mud was made for football and dropping the hammer.
Yeah. Last time I played football, you told me to go out for a long pass. As soon as I got the ball, you dropped the hammer on me. I was in the hospital for 2 days, man.
I'm sorry about it, Pastor Kenny. I only meant for you to be in the hospital for 1 day, not 2 days.
Oh, Lord. So you're going to help us read today. Big Cat's going to read. I can't believe it, man. This is a great day here for our podcast.
I appreciate the opportunity, Pastor Kenny, that you allow me to read God's word out of the Amplified Version.
That's right. And it's found, today's reading is found in John 9, isn't it?
That's right, John chapter 9.
Well, go ahead, Big Cat, man. Hit it, man. Let's go. What, don't hit me. Just hit the word of God.
All right, Pastor Kenny. All right, kids, here we go. As he passed along, looking for someone to drop the hammer on. Oh, excuse me, Pastor Kenny. Excuse me, I'm sorry. That's the Big Cat Freddie Hammer version. I'm sorry, Pastor Kenny. I may get a little mixed up sometimes and switch over to my version. You just have to bring me back, okay?
It's all right.
Well, he noticed a man blind from his birth, Pastor Kenny. His disciples asked him, Rabbi, who has sinned, this man or his parents? Now, I'm telling you right now, Pastor Kenny, if somebody asked me if my mama sinned, tell you, I believe I had to drop the hammer 1, 2, 3 times probably.
I'm glad you weren't there then in those days. But they were asking, the disciples were asking Jesus this question, right?
That's right, they were.
Not the man.
They were asking Jesus, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he should be born blind? But Jesus answered, it was not that the man or his parents sinned, but he was born blind in order that the works of God should be manifested, displayed, and illustrated in him. Jesus said in verse 4, we must work the works of him who sent me and be busy with his business while it is daylight. Night is coming on when no man can work. See, my work, Pastor Kenny, is dropping the hammer. And I'm going to tell you right now, when it's nighttime and dark, you can't find nobody. You can't hardly see to drop the hammer. And that's why I love the daylight, baby, because when I drop the hammer, I drop it clear.
That's right. That's it, man. That's it.
Oh, baby. Jesus said, as long as I am in the world, I am the world's light. When he had said this, he spat on the ground and made clay or mud, Pastor Kenny. That's what I like to call it, mud.
Oh, man, he made mud with his spit.
He made mud with his spit.
And now,
that's right. Now, Pastor Kenny, we are more refined, Pastor Kenny, and we like to use the word saliva.
Oh, okay, saliva. That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
But he made mud. He made mud with his saliva, and he spread it on the man's eyes.
He spread it all over his eyes. Now, Pastor Kenny, I'm gonna tell you right now. When I have dropped a hammer a time or two where it looked like spit was in folks' eyes,
but man. It
was tears.
I believe it was tears. I've been there before.
And he said to him, "Go. Wash in the pool of Siloam," which means sent. So he went and he washed and he came back seeing. When the neighbor and those who used to know him by sight as a beggar saw him, they said, "Is not this the man who used to sit and beg?" Some said, "It is he." Others said, "No, but he looks very much like him." But he said, "Yes, I am the man." See, Pastor Kenny, I've been in that situation before where I've had to drop the hammer on some folks and then their friends didn't hardly recognize them. Now, I don't know why that was, but it was just like that. So I can identify with these neighbors. You know what I'm saying?
I can believe it, man. I can believe it, Big Cat.
So they said to him, "How were your eyes open?" And he replied, "The man called Jesus made mud, and he smeared it on my eyes and said to me, 'Go to Siloam and wash.' So I went and washed, and I obtained my sight." They asked him, "Where is he?" He said, "I do not know." Then they conducted to the Pharisees the man who had formerly been blind. Now, it was on the Sabbath day that Jesus mixed the mud and opened the man's eye.
That's a problem, man, because those Pharisees, man, in the Bible days especially, they didn't want you doing nothing on the Sabbath day.
That's right.
You couldn't heal, couldn't do anything.
They always
came after Jesus when he did something on the Sabbath day.
That's right. And I'm going to tell you, now, I trace the hammer droppers all the way back to the day of Jesus. And I'm going to tell you, they weren't allowed to drop the hammer on the Sabbath.
Okay.
Yeah, they got in a whole lot of trouble
when
they dropped the hammer on the Sabbath.
That means we're safe around here on Sunday, right?
Well, it's a new day, Pastor Kenny. And when you're doing the Lord's work, the hammer can be dropped on any day, any time.
Oh, Lord.
I'm going to get on back to stir, Pastor Kenny. Now, it was on the Sabbath day that Jesus mixed the mud and opened the man's eyes. So, now again, the Pharisees asked him how he received his sight. And he said to them, "He smeared mud on my eyes, and I washed, and now I can see." Then some of the Pharisees said, "This man, Jesus, is not from God, because he does not observe the Sabbath." When you know, Pastor Kenny, I can identify with how Jesus would feel if he were hearing this. Because when I dropped the hammer, some people said that cannot be of God. I don't know if it's because of the noise it makes. I don't know if the people get up because they get up crying. I don't know why, but I'm doing God's work. I'm doing what I feel like God wants me to do.
I know you are, and I know really probably you probably would have dropped the hammer on the Pharisees because the Pharisees were people that talked the word of God, but they didn't do it.
That's right.
You're the tackling linebacker. You always dropping the hammer on people and not doing God's word.
That's
where the Pharisees were.
That's right. And when I trace back, like I said, when I trace back the hammers, droppers back to that day, they dropped the hammer on a lot of Pharisees, and we got run out of the land quite often. But anyway, Pastor Kenny, back to the story. As I said, then some of the Pharisees said, "This man Jesus is not from God because he does not observe the Sabbath." But others said, "How can a man who is a sinner, a bad man, do such signs and miracles?" In other words, they were saying if Jesus was such a sinner, how can he do all these miracles?
That's right.
So then there was a difference of opinion among the people. And like I say, Pastor Ken, I can identify. There's some people that like me dropping the hammer, and there's some people that don't. verse 17 says, "Accordingly, they said to the blind man again, What do you say about him, seeing that he opened your eyes and he said, he or he must be a prophet? However, the Jews did not believe that he had really been blind and that he had received his sight until they called or summoned the parents of the man.
Well, I hope they're respectful in this story to the parents, because you're probably going to get upset if they aren't, right?
That's right. You know, Jesus healed on the Sabbath, and people got mad about it, and then they said the man wasn't even blind. So they had to call the parents, bring the parents in. So in verse 19, they asked them, the parents, is this your son whom you reported as having been born blind? How then does he see now? And the parents answered, we know that this is our son and that he was born blind. But as to how he can now see, we do not know. Or who has opened his eyes, we do not know. He is of age, or he is old enough. Ask him. Let him speak for himself and give his own account of what happened. And his parents said this because they were afraid of the leaders of the Jews. For the Jews had already agreed that if anyone should acknowledge Jesus to be the Christ, he should be expelled and excluded and cast out of the synagogue. On that account, his parents said, he is old enough or of age. Why don't you ask him? So the second time they summoned, or they called for the man who had been born blind, and they said to him, now give God the glory and the praise. And this fellow we know is only a sinner, a wicked person. And the last thing that man said, Pastor Kenny, he said, then he answered, I do not know whether he is a sinner and wicked or not.
That's exactly right. He said, I don't know if he's wicked or not, but.
But one thing I do know, that whereas I was blind before, now I see. Pastor Kenny, it almost brings tears to my eyes.
It's all right, big cat. It's all right.
It's been so many times when people that know of me dropping the hammer was wicked or not. When I just God, and God is a God of mercy. And he's a God of love, and a God of love don't mind me rolling around in mud. Excuse me, I just had to do another couple drops.
Man. Now I got mud on me, too.
Oh, I'm sorry about that, Pastor Kid. It'll wash off good.
I know it will. Well, you know what? You know, God is a God of mercy, but every once in a while, he sends somebody like you, Big Cat, to drop the hammer on people, man, to wake them up, man, so they listen to God's word. These boys and girls have listened to God's word today. They've listened to it. And you know what? There's a special word, and that special word is right there. That's a special word. Can you tell them what the special word is for today?
The special word for the day, kids, is plan.
That's right, because God had a plan.
God had a plan, and he's got a plan for me.
That's exactly right. He's got a plan for these boys and girls, too.
And I'm just glad God made everybody with a strong skeleton so they can endure the plan he has for me.
That's right. Well, you know what? I got a feeling that Sunday, if you're around here, there's going to be people walking real straight and tall, man. They'll be listening to God's word, listening to Pastor Owen, and listening here in Seminole City, because if they don't, you a big cat, Freddie Hammer, and what?
And when I drop the hammer, it hurts.
That's exactly right.
PK's Podcast.